Hello.
Hello. Welcome to Historia.
I'm Kylie.
I'm Jamie.
And we are excited for another episode today.
I don't know what it is.
It's kind of random, but interesting at the same time. So this is going to be a nice like mini-sode.
I love that.
Yeah, a nice quick one, which I know a lot of people like. So it's like something you can listen to real quick while you drive somewhere or whatever.
Love it. Clean. I'm here for it.
I don't know. Do the Clean. Dishes. Do something, okay? God. Just kidding.
Wow.
Please ignore my voice. I'm getting over a little cold, so my voice goes in and out. It's super cute.
Oh, God.
I love it.
I'm here for it.
But yeah, so ready to just jump on in?
I'm ready for it.
Cool. So this one is kind of like a few different things put into one.
Mm.
So I came across when I was looking at like topic ideas, I came across this thing a long, long time ago and I started notes for it, but I never finished it because I was like, oh, I'll come back. And then I realized there's not much information.
Yeah.
So then I was like, okay, let's make it something else. So basically I'm going to be talking about fake Paris.
Fake Paris?
Yes. Fake Paris. There's multiple of them. So there's two like big fake Parises that I'm going to talk about. And then there's like the fake Eiffel Towers I'm going to talk about.
Are you talking about like Paris, Texas?
No. No, but that might be mentioned later. No, we're going to actually talk about Paris that was made to fool people during the war. And then we're going to talk about one that China made for fun.
Oh.
Yeah. So a couple different fake Parises. Parisi. Just kidding. Yeah. It's pretty interesting. But yeah. So we're going to start with the one that France made to fool everyone else.
What war was this?
World War One.
Interesting.
Yes. Gotta fool the Germans. Okay. So let's go ahead and jump on in. My, what's the word?
Source.
Thank you. I was going to say references, and I was like,
that works, too.
I guess, yeah. Okay. Whew. Okay, my sources were Medium.com, Business Insider, History Extra was, like, super helpful on all of this, and, of course, the classic National Geographic. Okay?
Can't I love go wrong. Nat Geo.
I know. And then there's also a YouTube video I watched, but I'll mention that later. So we're going to start off, like I said, with the one in France. So it's a fake Paris in France.
Paris.
So yeah, Paris. Okay. So war means both sides having to be innovative and think outside the box, of course. You have to outsmart your opponents and be one step ahead.
Always.
Just like France was in World War One.
Were they, though?
Yeah, they like to think they were. This didn't even happen, really. So World War One lasted from July 28th, 1941 to November 11th, 1918. That's
you
pretty
said
long.
41. You mean 14?
Yeah. Oh my God, am I dyslexic?
Could you try again?
No.
What? That was terrifying. I thought Basil came home.
My Siri is trying to talk to me. He does that all the time.
Oh, God, that's terrifying.
Oh, my God.
AI is taking over.
I don't like it. I changed his voice to where it's less scary, but it was still scary. Okay, let's try that again, because the war did not go from 1941 to 1918. That doesn't even make any sense. Did we travel back in time?
Oh, God.
Apparently, I have dysgraphia because I mix the numbers. I don't know. I'm not diagnosing myself, but I'm just saying. Okay, so let's try that again. World War One lasted from July 28th, 1914 to November 11th, 1918.
There we go.
That sounds right. Okay. There were many German attacks recorded in the outskirts of France, Belgium, and many more parts of Europe, as we know. And I'm not going to go into the depth of that. Go study World War One if you want to, but we're not talking about that today.
I'm sure I'll cover aspects.
Yes, yes, I trust that on you. Over 5,000 bombs were dropped across Great Britain. So, you know.
London Bridge is falling down.
Oh, yeah. Doo-da, doo-da. Wait.
Yeah. No?
That's the other song that's like, kept on racist sing their song. Wait, how does London Bridges go?
London Bridge is falling down, falling down.
Not doo-da. Okay. Wow. All right. We are chaotic right now.
Dude, this thing is giving me some energy.
I'm just exhausted. Okay. So France knew Paris would be a city on Germany's radar because there's so many people there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And it was thriving. It's just a beautiful city thriving. You know, it's like France's masterpiece. Who wouldn't want to attack it?
Whoa. They... 0 to 100 real quick.
Exactly. Plus they were attacking around Paris, like, yeah, they were getting closer. So, mm-hmm, they were like, shit. So France knew it was time to step up. Dun, 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 dun. The French tried to outsmart the Germans during World War I by building a fake Paris. Yes, that's exactly what they did. This fake town was 15 miles away from the real Paris, but it was created due to the fear of an overnight aerial attack. So it featured many replicas of famous landmarks and was deconstructed once the war ended. Does not exist today.
Dude, that has to be so expensive.
I know. I'm like, they spent so much time on it.
They probably spent millions of it. They should have just kept it for, yeah, a tourist trap.
Exactly. So the idea was born in 1917, which at that point you're almost done with the war. So that's great.
Literally a waste of money.
And this is just the idea. They didn't even start it yet. But a few years after Paris was first bombed by the Germans, which was in 1914. So, at least I wrote 14 this time, not 41. So bombers at the time relied on imprecise locations. So they created the illusion of Paris despite it being miles away. They couldn't really be precise in where they were attacking. They, mm-hmm, were just like, oh, that looks like Paris. Boom. So that's what they were going for.
It was World War I, too.
Yeah, of course. The lights in actual Paris turned off at night at the time of the attacks, but there were dim lights on the fake Paris to make it seem like they were trying but failing to hide in the dark.
Mm.
Which is pretty smart. So, like, yeah, they, mm-hmm, were like, the actual Paris would shut down and then this one would be lit up.
That's actually not a bad idea.
Yeah. That's the smart part. It faked a lot of people out, although it was never completely constructed since the war ended in 1918.
So they probably just did like a half-assed job just to,
yeah,
get the point across.
Yeah, it was meant to have three separate zones, but only one was constructed.
Makes sense.
In the zone that was created, artists painted fake neighborhoods, installed streetlights, and had a wooden train that moved around. So, like, they didn't even get to, like, the classic. I don't even think they made an Eiffel Tower at that point. Or they did. They were making it, but I don't think they finished it.
Mm.
So they probably just made it look like it was the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
Just the illusion of it.
Yeah.
Which is, interesting.
I mean, you see that landmark and you're like, that's it.
Exactly. They knew.
Honestly, they could have just built the Eiffel Tower and they probably would have been like, that's it.
They didn't have to do anything else.
Literally.
So true. The same man who designed the lights for the Eiffel Tower, if you remember, we did a whole episode on that. For Fernand Jacopozzi. That's... That's not right.
Italian.
Yeah, that was Italian. You know what I'm going for. but he was the one who also created the lights for the town,
mm-hmm,
since he could obviously make it look the same.
Mm-hmm.
He came up with the idea of fake Paris, with the lights wanting to be part of the illusion. So, like, not creating it exactly how the original is,
but close enough.
Yeah, enough to fool somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So the plan was kept secret until after the war. And then finally they told people and then deconstructed it.
Wow. I wonder what they did with all of that stuff.
I know the Eiffel Tower, like the fake Eiffel Tower still exists there. Because it's in the list of fake Eiffel Towers that I'm going to talk about later.
Oh my God.
But I don't know, like the fake towns that, yeah, they like painted. I'm guessing they just went over that.
Mm-hmm.
Probably housing.
Yeah.
You're just living in the middle of a fake Paris town.
I mean, Eiffel why Tower. Not? It's probably better than living in actual Paris.
True. That's true. Yeah. Less busy.
Yeah.
So that's the one in France. But that was like all the information I could find. It was like, okay, give me more than that. There's some pictures. So then there's one in China too.
That's this one's, interesting.
Yeah. This one's not for the war. This one's just for fun.
Huh.
China's been doing this thing where they just like make replicas of cities.
I mean, they have two Disneylands.
Yeah. They got some money. They don't want to do.
Literally. I don't blame them.
So the second biggest Eiffel Tower replica exists in China in Tianjin. And it was the first biggest replica. Oh, sorry. The first biggest replica is in Las Vegas, Nevada. So this is second. Yeah.
Of course.
This is known as the Paris of the East in the Zhejiang province. And it was designed to evoke classical European charm. Basically, China's goal is like, we want more people to visit. So let's take other places and put them in our place so that it feels like they're visiting somewhere else, but we're getting their money.
I feel like they don't need to go to that length.
Yeah.
They just need to like open up their borders, not have the fear of being put into slave labor.
Exactly.
And then people are going to go. Like, I definitely would love to. I want to hit up the Disneylands there, and I would love to go to the Terracotta Army.
Oh, for sure. I definitely want to go there one day.
And the architecture, I have really appreciated more of Asia's architecture.
Yeah.
I think it's very really cool. Creative. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And I love the just the flowers and the trees and stuff there.
Yeah, so, I've always wanted to go there.
You don't need to put European shit.
No, they country. Can go to Europe. It's crazy.
Do people really want to go to Europe, though?
Fair and valid.
I mean, I do, but that's me.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's their goal. They're like, well, let's make it feel just like Europe.
Interesting.
So the residents get to experience their own Arc de Triomphe. Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And has a main square full of French neoclassical style buildings, a large fountain, and the Eiffel Tower. The buildings look really cool, though. I'm not going to lie. Go look up a picture. There's going to be one posted. But it does look really pretty cool.
I'm surprised France didn't sue them.
I know. Copyright.
Can they?
I guess not.
Huh.
Because you can make, like, amusement parks with different places. You know, like Disney World.
Interesting.
It's not trademarked. They really should have trademarked the Eiffel Tower because there's so many of them. But anyway, it first opened its gates more than 10 years ago and was described as a ghost town. Like, nobody was going there.
Aww.
A lot of the homes are vacant, but the city has grown by the thousands and lots of tourists go there as well. So it's slowly growing, but at first it was like no one's living there.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally people were like, I guess I'll live in this fake French area in China.
I mean, it's a good way to learn French.
Yeah.
I hope. Yeah,
true. I guess. If someone actually knows French there.
I'm going to make me a baguette.
So this is not the first replica that China's done. On the outskirts of Beijing, there is also a replica of Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
What?
With cowboys and a Route 66.
What?
Yeah.
Why Jackson Hole of
Isn't
all
that
places?
So random?
Like, granted, like, Jackson Hole is gorgeous, but really?
Yeah. Jackson Hole.
That's so random.
I know. Yeah.
I have to see this.
Yeah, look up pictures. There's, in that little area, there's like pubs. There's a statue of Winston Churchill.
Winston? Why Winston Churchill? What is that town called?
There's phone booths. Just look up Beijing fake Jackson Hole.
What the fuck? Dude, that's so wild.
Yeah, it really does look like Wyoming. That's crazy. Look at that cowboy bar. This is in Beijing.
What?
The Jackson Hole, China is apparently what they call it.
Oh my god, I just saw the Eiffel Tower one.
Yeah.
It's literally like dead set in the center.
It's like nobody's there.
Honestly, they should have had like the actual Eiffel Tower look like this.
I know, isn't that one cool?
Yeah, because I feel like the Eiffel Tower is like kind of right smack in like traffic.
Yeah.
Okay, China, what you doing?
Oh, they're doing a lot.
Yeah, they are. What the fuck? Well, they have so much land to do it, so I don't blame them.
Yeah, it's just so funny that there's just a random cowboy town in China.
Dude, that's hilarious.
I know.
I thought they hated America.
Right? Also, Fuzhou, China is constructing a replica of Stafford in tribute to Shakespeare.
Cool.
So, yeah, I don't know where that process is right now. They might be done. I don't know. But I know that was another one they were trying to do. Fuyang has its own U.S. Capitol building as well.
Wait.
They made a replica of the U.S. Capitol building.
Why?
I don't know. So, I feel like it's like that girl that like finds someone they want to be like, and then they copy her style. Like they go get the same clothes as her.
You know what? It would also be helpful too for like when they're making their like, you know how you have K-dramas?
Yeah.
There's like Chinese ones too.
Mm.
So instead of actually going to like Paris or the US or whatever, they can literally just film in these locations.
That's so true.
If they wanted to. For like,
I wonder if they have. Ones.
I wouldn't be surprised.
That'd be a good idea.
Hmm. Let's do it here. Why not? Let's not go out of the country anymore.
Yeah, no. You don't even have to go to Europe anymore. All right. So this is known as duplitecture, which is kind of a fun word, but it's something the Chinese are proud of. Instead of being the center of the world, China is making itself into a center that contains the world. That's basically their goal. All this is happening like recently too. So who knows what they're going to make next.
Holy shit. They have so much money.
I know. They've got to make a Statue of Liberty. You know that's coming.
Oh, it's coming.
There was a video on YouTube that I watched, which was really funny. It's from the channel Yes Theory, and it's called I Explored China's Failed $1 billion Copy of Paris. And the reason why it's so interesting is because French YouTubers went there. So they're talking about, like, this is supposed to be France. And they're basically just, like, not making fun of it, but just, like, what is this?
Literally.
They're just confused the whole time. So definitely go watch that because they're, like, touring it and you get to see what it looks like and stuff.
I mean, I feel like it would be the same way if we were to go to, like, Jackson Hole.
Yeah.
To see, like, what they did and we're just like, wait, what?
Right. Yeah. They also, in the actual, like, area, they have a little museum that's, like, an art museum.
Yeah.
And they have copies of paintings like the Mona Lisa there. And you can tell that they're copies. Like, someone tried to make it look like it.
Yeah.
Like, my God.
Dude. China, what are you doing?
Yeah. But the French YouTubers were like, hey, you know what? It's pretty accurate to our architecture. It looks just like we're there.
Mm-hmm.
Felt like they were home. They also noticed how abandoned the buildings were. And they're used to seeing a bunch of people scattered around the Eiffel Tower, but this one looks abandoned. Like, yeah. No one's there. So they were like, this is a pretty good place to take a picture. You know, it's kind of hard to take one in Paris.
Yeah.
A lot of people in China think it's dumb that China has been making duplitectures. They're like, can we just not do that?
Literally.
Especially when they're taking away, like, villages and, like, towns that people live in.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, hey, we're just going to make this a fun tourist attraction. So bye. You know, it's kind of fucked. But that's life. China believes they should continue making them since their concept of history has changed over the years.
I mean, they're constantly being bombarded and thrown around for the longest time.
Yeah.
By every country around them. Mongolia, Russia.
Yeah.
Japan. America. Yeah.
There's a lot going on there.
Literally, they have been tossed around like no one's business.
It's interesting that they, like, are in support of other places.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're making fun of it.
Who knows? Honestly.
Who knows what they're actually wanting to do with these places?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Okay, so now I'm just going to talk about other Eiffel Tower replicas, because I didn't realize there were so many. This is where all of them are. There's one in Tokyo, Japan.
Really?
Yeah. There's obviously the Las Vegas, Nevada one.
Of course.
Paris, Texas has a little one.
Oh, I freaking knew it.
Yeah. Berlin, Germany has one.
Why?
I don't know. Shenzhen, China has one because there's a theme park called Window of the World.
Mm.
And it features famous landmarks.
That's cool.
It is pretty cool.
That's a cool thing.
Lyon, France has one. Lahore, Pakistan has one. What? Durango, Mexico has one.
What?
Slobozia, Romania has one. Sydney, Australia has one.
Why?
Sofia, Bulgaria has one. Falatra, Greece has one. And then Epcot.
Oh, yeah.
In Bay Lake, Florida, which is in Disney World. And then Fes, Morocco, and Guatemala City, Guatemala.
What the fuck?
They're I don't understand why.
I don't know. See, if it's like an amusement park or just
I guess, like, showing different, like, cultures and nations and stuff, that makes sense. But if you're just, like, having them there.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
It is. It's, like, random.
Yeah. I don't get it. But you do you.
Yeah. So that's kind of what that turned into. It was like, at first it was like, I'm just going to talk about the one in France from the war. And then there wasn't a lot of info. So then I was like, let's just talk about more Eiffel Towers. I found the China one very fascinating.
Honestly, this is a good part two for Eiffel Tower.
Yeah. There's like so many more to understand, you know? Literally. Yeah, I thought since we've already talked about the Eiffel Tower, I thought it'd be interesting to talk about how people try to copy it.
I mean, why not? Yeah. I mean, that's part of history too.
Yeah. So yeah, that's fake Paris's, fake Eiffel Towers.
This is what humans do.
They can't be creative anymore. It's too much work.
Literally. Oh God. Where can you find us?
You can find us on Instagram and TikTok at History of the Podcast. You can email us at historyofthepodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget to leave us a 5-star review.
If you enjoy us.
If you like us.
Please. Let us know what you're thinking. We like to hear what you guys think.
Yes. Let us know any topic ideas you have as well.
Yes. We always are down for new ones, especially ones that will challenge us.
For sure. So bring it on.
I like a good challenge.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that means new books.
Woo! All right, we're doing a sad one next week, so stay tuned.
Yes, we'll catch you next week.
All right, bye.
Bye.